Blog Talk Radio.
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody ought to say yes to the Lord today. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers all around the world. To all the mothers-to-be, amen, all the mother figures, happy Mother's Day to you. And we do pray that you had a blessed day today. Amen. We want to welcome our listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. And whether you're a new listener, we're so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Javon Ryle is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, and Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries is under the leadership of Prophet Javon Ryle. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophet Javon at yryle50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Javon Ryle, and you can leave her a message there. There are several ministries under the leadership of Prophet Javon Ryle with you in mind. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour Power is Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to get connected to Prophetic Corner. Amen. To hear the word from the Lord, amen, from a true prophet of God, a powerful show. So I want to encourage you to get connected to Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. The second half of the Hour Power is Voice of Truth. Our ministry lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Monday, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It's hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. Every Monday, you can receive it by text or email for an offering of $25 or more. It will automatically place you on our prayer list once you receive the Moment in the Spirit, which is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the word. Amen. It's always a powerful word. It's always an on-time word. Glory be to God. It's always a word that is on time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I need an on-time word. I need a word from the Lord. Amen. It is always a powerful word. So you want to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and start receiving the moment in the spirit. And I promise you that you will be blessed by the word. Amen. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Prophetess Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. So we want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to One Word from the Lord and to all the other ministries that are under Prophetess Yvonne Rao. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for what he's getting ready to do with the WOW team. On every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, glory be to God, tune in so that you can get a word from the Lord and hear some good preaching from a preaching man. Pastor is a preaching man. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God, my God. Thank God for them. Amen. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, WOW Radio with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected. You want to get connected, and you want to stay connected. This is a powerful show with a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. If you want somebody to get a prayer, Elder can get a prayer up. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Elder is from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministry. She's a powerful, seasoned woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you want to get connected to WOW Radio with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 3 o'clock p.m. every Saturday. Amen. Glory be to God. So get connected and stay connected to Voice of Truth, to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, to Prophetic Corner, get the moment in the spirit, get One Word from the Lord, and tune in to WOW Radio. There are plenty of ministries that are under prophetess, amen, that is there for your need, that you can hear the word. Because the Bible said, how can you hear the word if you don't hear, you don't have a preacher? So we want to encourage you to get connected. And also we want to encourage you also to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And in order to do that, just contact Prophetess Yvonne Rao at the information that I gave you earlier. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you need prayer, just please leave me a message on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth. Or you can submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and I will keep you in prayer and pray with you. Amen. That's all about announcements. Keep them in mind. Glory be to God. You want to get connected. You need to get aboard this train right here. Glory be to God. It's going to be a train of fire. You want to be on board. Glory be to God. God is going to do some great things with the WOW team. Amen. Our message today will be coming from John, the 11th chapter. John, the 11th chapter. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for allowing all the mothers to see another Mother's Day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for this day, a day that we will never see again, Father. Father God, we come praying that you will save a soul, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will heal, deliver, and set free a soul, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you, oh, Father God, by your spirit, will heal the minds of your people all through the land, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will supply every need of every person under the sound of my voice, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. You know what they need, oh, Father. You know exactly what they need, oh, God, and we ask in your name, oh, Father, for you to supply whatever they need, Father. You said if we ask, oh, Father God, and as we pray, if we ask and we believe in our hearts, we shall receive. So we pray that you will supply everything that this family needs, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Our Father God, we just stand praying for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let them know, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh and that you're able to do it. But they got to believe that you're able to do it. It's not what it looks like, says the Lord. Glory be to God. Your children won't starve. Glory be to God. God. He's making a way out of no way for you even now. Glory be to God. We thank you for it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray right now for the sick, the shut-ins. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for comfort right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for strength right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen your people all through the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen your leaders of your ministry that you have sent, that you have called, that you have chosen, God. Ah, hallelujah. Strengthen them where they're weak, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, supply everything that they need for the ministry, God, and their families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. We thank you for it even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we just ask you to save more souls all through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're living in a world now, Lord, glory be to God, where they don't want the Lord. But Father God, we pray, Father God, we come praying for you to save us soul right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Just snatch them out of the darkness and bring them to your marvelous light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring out every prodigal son and every prodigal daughter, every prodigal granddaughter, every prodigal grandson, Father. Bring them out. Bring the unsaved out right now, God. Save a soul right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. That's why Jesus was sent, that souls might be saved. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the cross that he carried. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We exalt your name on high, for thou art worthy of all our praise. We praise the Lord for his mercies endure forevermore. Lord, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I get so excited. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from John, the 11th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 25. And I want to encourage you in your own devotional time to go back and read the chapter before and the chapter after so you can get an understanding of God's word. You need to read it for yourself. It's good, you know, to listen to others, but you need to read it out loud to yourself so that you can get an understanding, so God can speak to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you need to hear the word. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. And make sure you take your Bible wherever you go to make sure they're preaching the truth of God's word. I'm going to start reading at verse number 25, John 11, and the word of God reads, "And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, believest thou this?" And we're going to stop right there at verse 26. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This month and last month, we've been talking about Jesus, and we talked about that he yet lives. We talked about the resurrection. We talked about how he did a right now miracle when he raised Lazarus from the dead. We talked about how or who would believe the report of the Lord. We talked about the infallible proof, glory be to God, that Jesus yet lives. Glory be to God. We talked about the resurrection because it is the heart of the gospel. Glory be to God, because the resurrection and the life is the heart of the gospel. You know, Paul says to us in the word, glory be to God, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, and you can read it on your own, glory be to God, you can Google it and find it, glory be to God, but if Jesus had not risen from the dead, glory be to God. In other words, if he had not gotten up, glory be to God, what we preach would be in vain, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our faith would be in vain if it had not been for the resurrection. You know, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Glory be to God. He says, I am. Glory be to God. That means that he is who he said he is. Glory be to God. He is the Son of God that came in the flesh. Glory be to God. He says, I am the light. I am the light of the world that came into a world that was dying of its sin. I am. Glory be to God. I am the way. There is no other way. only way to eternal life. Glory be to God. He says, I am the truth. Glory be to God. The gospel is the truth that Jesus lived, died, and rose again. Glory be to God. He says, I am. Glory be to God. He says, I am that I am, and there is no other God before me. Glory be to God. He says, I am. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. There was no other resurrection. Glory be to God. That's why he says, I am the resurrection. There was no resurrection before him. Glory be to God. He is the only resurrection because the word of God says, glory. Glory be to God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word always existed. Glory be to God. He says, I am. Glory be to God. He says, I am the resurrection. I am the only way to eternal life. I am the resurrection. Glory be to God. And in this particular set of scriptures, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The rising of Lazarus from the dead. Glory be to God. Symbolizes, glory be to God, that Jesus himself would rise from the dead. Glory be to God, that we might have life through him. There's no other way. Glory be to God. My God, my God. He says, I am the resurrection and I am life. Hallelujah. You can't have eternal life unless you go through I am. Glory be to God. Jesus said it. Glory be to God. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Glory be to God. It's in red. So he said it himself. Glory be to God. I am the resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's just as he raised Lazarus from the dead, those that believe, those that will come out of the world of sin, he can raise you up from death to life. Glory be to God. He can rise you up from out of sin unto the marvelous light of salvation. Glory be to God. It is because of I am. Glory be to God. The resurrection, the salvation. Glory be to God. That all men might be saved. That all men might be healed. That all men might be delivered. He said, I was sent. Glory be to God. I am that I am that I am. Glory be to God. I am the resurrection. It's no other way through me. Glory be to God. You can't get to heaven no other way but through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Glory be to God. You can't get to heaven unless you go through Jesus. Glory be to God. He is the only way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am that I am. Glory be to God. And beside me, there is no other. Glory be to God. Even though many people in the world, glory be to God, have put many gods, little g gods before me. Glory be to God. You're serving sin. You're serving every kind of little g god. You're serving every kind of little idol god. Glory be to God. Well, I am the one I am that I am. That died on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Glory be to God. That you might have life and have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I am. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am the way. I am truth. I am life. It was in his blood. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. It was in his blood. Hallelujah. Just like our physical body. Glory be to God. We must have the certain amount of blood for us to live. Glory be to God. But when Jesus shedded his blood, glory be to God, it was life in the blood. It was life in the blood of the Lamb. Glory be to God. It took away the sins of the world. Glory be to God. It was the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. He says, I am. Glory be to God. I am the one that was sent. But the Bible says, well, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But you must believe. Glory be to God. Do you believe? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Believe it thou bidst. Glory be to God that Jesus said, I am. I am. I am the resurrection, and I am life. Glory be to God. Those that call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. But you must call on the name of Jesus. You must believe that he lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why when Jesus was talking to Martha, glory be to God, Martha went back in time. Glory be to God. She said, well, Lord, you know,
the resurrection of the last day. But Jesus said, no, I'm going to show you right now, glory be to God, that I'm able to rise him up right now. I'm able to give you a right now miracle before your eyes that you might see that I am the resurrection and the life. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to believe that Jesus came that you might live. Somebody ought to believe that Jesus shed his blood for your sin, that he became sin that you might have life. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God so loved the world that he sent his only son for sin, that the world might be saved. Glory be to God. Oh my God, hallelujah. He said, I am. Glory be to God. He said, I came that you might have life. I came that you might live. I came that you wouldn't die in your sins. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. He said, I came for you. Glory be to God. Ah, glory be to God. For the word of God tells us, hallelujah, that God showed his love. Glory be to God. There it was love. That God manifested his son. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. For the light was manifest, Jesus. Hallelujah. That we have seen it, says the word in 1 John 1. It says, for the light was manifested, that we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, was manifested with us. Jesus, the living word, became flesh and dwelleth among us. Glory be to God. That he might take on the sins of the world. It was a purpose for the resurrection. Glory be to God. It was a purpose for it. Glory be to God. That we might live through him and have life. Glory be to God. Because the Bible says all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God, and we needed a Savior. Glory be to God. And God sent forth a Savior. Glory be to God. That we might live through him. Glory be to God. Because he lives, we can live. Glory be to God. If you're unsaved today, Jesus yet lives. He came that you might have life. Glory be to God. And because he lives, you can live. Glory be to God. He's a forgiver of sin. Glory be to God. My God, my God. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Glory be to God. He is the only way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For whosoever believeth in him shall live forever. If you believe. Eternal life. He's talking about the spiritual side of life. Oh, it's life after death. Glory be to God. He's talking about your soul. Where will your soul be in eternity? Glory be to God. Where will your soul spend eternity? Don't lose your soul, glory be to God, thinking that you got life in the things of the world, thinking that you're living a big life because you got a house on a hill, money in the bank, fine cars and fine men and women. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. You ain't lived until you find Jesus. Glory be to God. You can't live your life without Jesus. Glory be to God. You can't get into heaven. Glory be to God. There's no life in being on the church roll. Glory be to God. There's no life when you're not saved. Glory be to God. Your name can be on the church roll. Glory be to God. But you must be saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus have already made a way. That's why he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life. It's only through him. Your good deeds ain't going to get you in. Glory be to God. It don't matter how much you give. Glory be to God. Your soul must be saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Jesus said, I am. I am the way. He said, he that believeth on the Son has eternal life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. Life is in the Son. Glory be to God. But the wrath of God abideth on him that does not believe. You got to believe. Believest thou this, that Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's what's for everybody. Glory be to God. It said, whosoever. Glory be to God. There's no sin that you have committed unless you speak against the Holy Spirit. Don't speak against the Holy Spirit. If y'all understand it, don't speak against it. Glory be to God, because you can't get forgiven for that particular sin. But every other sin, you can be forgiven for. But you got to want to come out of sin. Sin kills the soul of man. It brings forth darkness in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Devil makes you think you're having a good time. He don't want you to get it right. Glory be to God. But Jesus said that I am. I am. You don't remember nothing I said today. That Jesus said, hallelujah, I am the resurrection and the life. And if I want eternal life, I got to come out of sin. And I got to come to I am. Glory be to God. I got to come to him. Glory be to God. With a godless sorrow. I got to come to him. Glory be to God. Coming with a heart that is humble. Coming, confessing my sin. Changing my life to live for the Savior. Glory be to God. He's the only way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God gave of his son. And Jesus gave of himself. Glory be to God. That you might have life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the truth of the gospel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm a preacher of the truth of the gospel. Glory be to God. That's the only way you're going to get saved. Glory be to God. You got to hear the truth. Glory be to God. And I got to preach the truth. That's what I'm called to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That you might be saved. Hallelujah. That's our job. Hallelujah. That your soul might get saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God has given us eternal life through Jesus if we receive it. Glory be to God. Because the life was in the Son. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, I am. I am the way. There is no other way. I am the resurrection. I'm the one that rose from the dead. I'm the one that defeated death in the grave. I am the one that defeated death. I'm the one that defeated it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He says, I am the one that did it. Glory be to God. No other God, little G God, did it. I did it. Glory be to God. I was the one that was nailed on the cross. I was the one that suffered. I was the one that was afflicted. I was the one that was nailed in the hands and the feet. I was the one that had the crown of thorns on my head. I was the one that was pierced in the side for you. He said, I am the one, glory be to God, that they ripped the beard off his face. He said, I am the one, glory be to God. I am the one that shed the blood. I am the one that had the crown of thorns upon my head. I am the one that they slapped and spit upon and mocked. He said, I am the one. I am the resurrection and the life. I am. He said, I am the one that was upon the cross. He said, I am. Glory be to God. My God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody ought to give a life to Christ today. Glory be to God. My God. Hallelujah. As I witnessed to somebody yesterday, glory be to God, I spoke to this person again. I'm going to give this testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got a couple of minutes. Glory be to God. But there was a person, glory be to God, that I had witnessed to before that did not believe. And the Lord had spoke to me and said, ask them again. I said, well, Lord, to myself, they don't believe. He said, ask them again. So I asked the person, I said, well, do you believe that God can save you? Hallelujah. And the person said, yes, God Almighty. It brought joy down in my sanctified soul when it said, yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. They said, yes, to the Lord yesterday. And I asked them, I said, ask him to save you. And they said, Lord, save me. God Almighty. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus sit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sent Jesus that you might have life in him. Hallelujah. That your soul can be saved. Glory be to God. He don't want no soul to be lost. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for yesterday and this person giving their life to Christ yesterday. Oh, God, it just blessed my soul. Hallelujah. My God, I'm so excited about it. Lord, I thank you for every soul that you saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, we're running out of time. If you don't know Jesus, if you will say this prayer with me, amen, if you are not saved, hallelujah, if you will believe thou this, that Jesus said, I am
I am the resurrection and the life. Glory be to God. And whoever believeth in him shall be saved. If you would just say, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. And if you said that prayer, Lord, save me, you are saved. Welcome to the body of Christ. Get your Bible and begin to read it. Glory be to God. Develop your relationship with Christ. Glory be to God. I want you to find a Bible believing church so that when you read the word of God, when they're preaching, it should be in your word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. It should be in your Bible. Glory be to God. If you have given your life to Christ today, if you will leave me a message on Facebook, hallelujah, inbox me there. And let me know that you're giving your life to Christ today so I can pray with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we all need one another. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to do the benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God loves you. We love you too. Had Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed. Tell somebody about Jesus. Jesus is soon to return. Glory be to God. And their souls got to be saved. Glory be to God. Have a blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen.